This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Fed Square has just unveiled Open Air. It's a huge free summer program taking over the city for a full month. There's music, cinema, culture, performance. It's all outdoors. It's all free and built for warm nights in Melbourne. Well, joining us is Katrina Sedgwick from Federation Square. Katrina, this feels like the city deciding to properly come out. What do you reckon?
Absolutely. We're so excited about Open Air. This is the third festival that we've run like this, and we just fill up the whole of February with free screenings and free concerts and free celebrations, and it's just so embraced by the city. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I love Melbourne this time of year. I think it's just the best city to be in, don't you reckon?
Me too. I mean, the AO is just gearing up now, and I just was walking through the square then, and every deck chair is full with people sitting there. We've got the tennis playing and people are just enjoying the sun and the warmth, and it just got such a great energy. It's fantastic.
And Midsummer, of course, starting on Sunday. Now, this program you mentioned, completely free. Why was that important when shaping what Open Air would look like this year?
Well, look, everything that we put on as Fed Square in the main square is free, and so really crucial, I think, particularly at this time when we want it to be as accessible for everybody as possible. So we're really thrilled that we're able to support, you know, lots of free screenings, but also a whole lot of really amazing musical and dance talent, not only from kind of amazing international artists and people from around the country, but also showcasing and celebrating local talent as well.
Now, there's such a wide mix, isn't there? Music, cinema, like you mentioned, dance, culture. When you were building the program, what kind of city experience were you hoping we'd have?
Well, I think one where we can have an experience right across the diversity of Melbourne, or as much as we can. Mm. So really wanting to showcase all sorts of voices from all sorts of communities, from kind of emerging artists to really established artists, and making sure that there's kind of cultural diversity, identity diversity, gender diversity. And, you know, at a time when, you know, let's say in other places around the world, these are not being embraced. Mm. Melbourne is a city that really does embrace its true identity, and we're thrilled to be able to support that through our programming. So, you know, we have artists from so many different continents and so many different kind of forms. I mean, we've got our three candlelight concerts, which we do each summer, and with the iconic Tina Arena is going to headline one night, her concert, Thank You Melbourne, celebrating 50 years of being in the industry. It's just going to be beautiful. But another artist performing there is Dean Brady, who's a young First Nations R&B star from Sydney, and he released his debut album last October, and it's just gone off. He's just the most beautiful performer. So he's also got headlining another night, and then Folk Bitch Trio, which is just a fantastic trio of female artists from Melbourne, and guests getting more and more interest from fans, are doing the third. So, you know, a real kind of spread there. But then we're working with all the Queen's Men, and they produce such fantastic stuff, and we love partnering with them. And they are bringing out with us the fantastic icon Big Freedia from New Orleans.
Oh,
and
wow.
She is just this fantastic hip-hop queen who is basically created bounce as a kind of art form, queen of bounce. So it's kind of hip-hop hip-hop dance and performance, and she'll be working with a whole lot of local artists and doing a fabulous free concert. So we're really looking forward to her on the 27th of February. But look, there's so many different things that we're doing. We've got the return of the Afro-Caribbean Carnival Festival, where we have sound systems coming in from around the city, but also Sister Nancy's coming. She's a pioneer from Jamaica, from their dance hall music scene, and General Levy, who's a really key figure in the UK jungle and drum and bass scene. So that's going to be an all-day celebration with wonderful food trucks. We've got a guy coming out who does this great DJ set the Beatles Dub Club. And basically he takes Beatles tracks and remixes them into kind of covers and remixes of using kind of reggae, ska, Latin, hip-hop, you know, big sing-alongs in this kind of really great, summery, relaxed vibe. I think he's been at the last 5 Glastonbury festivals, and it's just going to be so much fun. So there's a real sense of coming together and singing and dancing and celebration.
We're chatting with Melbourne Arts Precinct Director and CEO Katrina Sedgwick about Open Air, which is a month of free music, cinema and culture taking over Federation Square this summer. You know what I love about this, Katrina, is you've got the Candlelight Concert Series, which I think is absolutely beautiful. Thousands of candles, skyline views. It's just magical. But you're bringing all these people to the best city in the world over summer, and they're going to see us at their best.
Absolutely. And, you know, Fed Square is the heart of Melbourne. It's our town square. It was long yearned for, and it works really well for so many of these things. One of the seasons that I love that's part of Open Air is something that's been going for 4 years now. And it's a season of a sort of mini festival of silent films. We call it Silent Cinema. And it's classic silent films. So we're thinking Charlie Chaplin. We're thinking, you know, The Term of His Natural Life, which is one of the kind of Australia's greatest silent films. The Goddess, which is an absolute classic Chinese silent cinema film. But they're all performed with live scores that have been composed especially. So we've got these fantastic musicians, Mindy Meng Wang, the Bluegrassy Knoll, Sally Ford and the Idiomatics, and others who've just created these great scores for these wonderful films. But sitting in Fed Square, looking at the screen, you know, the sun's going down behind the screen, the lights in the buildings are twinkling on, and you're just having this magical, intimate experience of watching a film with the score being created live in front of you in the middle, in the heart of this magical city. It's so special.
Katrina, I was just going to say, what would you say to someone who's saying, you know what, maybe I should go along, I'm hesitating, but you've convinced us. It sounds amazing. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to get down to Fed Square. Thank you so much for sharing it with us today on Drive.
Thank you. We're
going to go out with Tina Arena, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
Now you can dance. So we'll catch. Thanks, Katrina. Thank you for that. Thanks, Katrina. That is Katrina Sedgwick from Fed Square. For the full Open Air program, head to fedsquare.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.